Now, for those of you who aren't Waseconians, though, maybe you can just talk about how things changed in your life from when you were children to when you were early married, first years, maybe the World War II years, up to when you were when your families were gone, and things that you saw that changed in your communities. Not so much with your personal lives today, although we'll talk about that maybe another time. But things that changed in your communities. How was it? How did it feel? Was it less friendly? Was there more to do? Was there less to do when machines took over some of your jobs? Well, but we got all kinds of appliances and,
oh, yes,
and things that were supposed to make our lives easier.
Yeah. My mother was washed on the washboard.
I did too.
Washed on the washboard.
Yeah, my mother did too.
The whole wash?
Yeah.
The whole wash.
What did the hands look like?
17 years before I had a wash machine. I was still washing. Yeah.
Quite that long, but it was quite a while.
I didn't.
The old flat irons, you had to heat on the stove.
Yeah.
Yeah, the old flat irons, yes.
I had an electric one, of course. The electric ones were in because I got one when I was married. I was a kid.
The old cast iron ones, yeah.
Mine with the heavy iron.
Yeah, ones. I'm going to move
you
this way.
Oh, I tell you, it took all you could do is to raise those things.
Get you over here a little bit so we can hear it.
Of course, as far as Waseca, I can't say nothing about Waseca.
Steam iron came in.
Yeah.
My mother, she washed on the summertime, she washed on the back porch. So she was just scrubbing her clothes and boil them on a little kerosene stove she had. And she put kerosene in the water to make the clothes white.
Kerosene to make them white? Did they smell like kerosene?
No, But they were boiled and then washed in a wash machine again. Yeah.
How about you when you were first, you had your own place?
I had a washing machine.
What kind was it?
A gas motor. And sometimes it didn't work, and I had to go way out in the field and get my husband to come home and get it started again. Then I had a gas iron.
Gasoline?
Yeah. Gasoline, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they the kind that had that bulb in the back?
Yeah, I was scared stiff of it.
So you had to light it with a match?
No. Yeah, you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was all right, but and it smells so I always got kind of sick from it. Is that, you know, that smell of kerosene?
Yeah, was heavy.
I guess. Yes, it was heavy too. Mm-hmm.
I had one of them too. Of gasoline,
hot.
Oh my gosh!
Wasn't
it? Did it do a good job of ironing? It was just hot or cold, I suppose.
Well, it got hot enough, so it was good for your clothes. Yeah, it was good for your job.
Yeah, luckily the door open. Didn't that hurt your arm after a while? Did you have to rest?
Well, I generally took 2 days of ironing.
Ah, every week.
As I had three little girls, and I generally had about 14 dresses a week in the house.
Ruffles and smocky.
Of course, the material then was all cotton.
Yeah, you had to iron it.
You sprinkle it?
Yes, took any kind of a bottle and filled it with water, and you'd get a little sprinkler, and you could put that, you could buy them at the 10-cent store.
In a cork or something, mm-hmm. Stick in the top?
Yeah.
I had my sprinkler in a pop bottle.
When you had a pop bottle.
And sprinkler the clothes with, yeah.
I had that too.
I think Mom used a ketchup bottle.
So did you put them in the refrigerator, or did you just leave them around?
We didn't have refrigerators, and there was no electricity. Oh.
So you just wrapped them up in a towel, or how did you do that?
Wrapped them up in a towel to keep them moist enough.
We sprinkled them. I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With your hand.
Yeah. Old fashioned. Mm-hmm. That was my mother's idea.
So you took 2 days to iron your clothes.
Well, there was a lot of ironing to do.
I can remember the first iron was not a steam iron. I had to help iron my stepfather's shirts.
Those are terrible.
And I'd get all the way around to the other side, and I'd scorch it. Yeah. And you know, after about a half an hour on one shirt, or however long it took, didn't it take about a half an hour?
By the time I got ironing Jack's shirts, they probably weren't as heavy. The shirt part wasn't so bad, but I never could iron the collars or cuffs decent.
Yeah.
That was the only thing.
Yeah.
Did you starch them too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I either understarched or overstarched.
Now, how did you make the starch?
With just starch and water, argo starch.
I used to use spray starch.
No, I never used the spray. That came in a long time afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you starched shirts, and what else did you starch?
Well, that's about all I
starched. Shirt collars.
If I had any fancy work, I would make a very, very thin starch. Then it was really more water than anything, and just dip them in, and it gave a nice body.
Didn't you use the jig and get the starch soaked up and then put boiling water on it?
I thought it was.
Boiling water on the starch paste?
After you got it mixed.
Why?
I don't know, but that was it. It got real thick then.
Oh, then it got thick with the boiling water.
No, I used just the plain cold water to whip it up.
Huh.
I used to even starch the pillowcases.
Oh, Rita.
Yeah.
Did anybody have a mangle?
Yeah. I look at it, it's still in the kitchen. That was a godsend, I tell you, for sheets and tablecloths.
So you ironed your sheets?
Oh, I always ironed my sheets. I ironed everything.
Oh, I ironed everything.
Even my dust rags.
Oh, Gladys.
Oh, yes, I ironed everything. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a mangle, but we were renting an apartment, and she had a mangle, so that we do it together.
Did you have a certain day, wash on Monday, iron on Tuesday?
And I tried to, yeah. Mm-hmm. I do that.
Like it was our day to wash. My mother always thought she had to wash.
My mother had a regular routine. She washed on Monday, ironed on Tuesday. Then Wednesday she mended. Well, then Thursday, then she'd probably make a batch of bread or do it like that. Friday, she cleaned the house. And then Saturday, she baked bread or pies. But she went, that's the way that she went.
I didn't find her day for
things. What happened in your families when you got automatic, when did you get an automatic washer?
When I moved to town from the farm.
What year was that now?
In 58.
So that made your life a little easier.
Yeah.
What did you do with all your spare time?
I did crossword puzzles and read, and I did a lot of sewing and crocheting.
And how about the rest of you? Did it make your life easier?
I had a Maytag.
You had a Maytag.
We had a...
I had a Maytag off the farm. I believe they changed it over somehow for a while. You know.
Mm-hmm. Is it true that Maytags last forever?
Huh?
Did it last a long time?
Oh, quite a while. Well, we had
Oh, really? Was that yours or your mother's?
My mother's. They turned it under the water bottle.
Huh.
And I don't know how to press it to wash. And my mother had one of those.
My grandma had one of those.
My grandma.
Back and forth, back and forth.
And it was like a clock. Clock, yeah. Clock, clock. Yeah. You could hear it all over the place.
Yeah. That's what we had.
It was green. It was round.
Big
round. On legs.
But Grandpa was the one that, Grandma did the washing on the washboard and Grandpa stood there pumping the thing. I could still see those two doing a washing. And they would be chattering away. And they'd get the biggest kick out of them.
My folks had one that you had a wheel and you keep turning the wheel.
Oh, you had to turn it yourself.
My mother had that washing machine you had, like you say. And had to put it up. And my brother had to do the help with the washing before he could get to school. And I was so glad that I was little, I didn't have to do it.
And then I only let you have to rinse and wring them out by hand through a wringer. And well, that was a chore.
I can remember though, my mother had to wring everything out by hand, and then they put it, and then they got the wringers.
Wring them by hand, imagine that in that hot water.
And then the sheets, we tried to wring out sheets dry.
They were so hard.
Yeah, boy.
Where did they hang them?
I had one of those.
On the clothesline in the winter.
Yeah. In the summer?
Yard.
In the winter?
Where they used to string lines across the dining room, because the heater was in the dining room. Mother used to hang the clothes, she'd let them freeze, and then they'd have to go bring them in. They'd be all froze, stiff.
Oh, why, I wonder.
Well, it's stiff.
Well, they said it was better bleached them.
Bleached them to freeze them?
Mm-hmm.
And so you had a dining room full of clotheslines.
You should have seen the long johns.
you bring them in from outside and they stand up alone.
They're for the board.
I had one of those with a ringer on the... I got my fingers in it, you see. I turned on the...
I did too, Carrie. That's why I have a scar in here.
It went clear up to here, and I was frantic for here. And finally, I don't know, I got it shut off somehow.
I got up to here in
my cousin
one time.
Got hurt.
That's why I got a scar.
Just pushed her hand right into it.
Isn't that scary?
My cousin had an awful time. She couldn't get it off.
My mother couldn't get it off either, so she turned it backwards and
crushed her hand.
Rang him back out. It was hurt.
The ringer I had a little push on it that would release the...
My mother's was supposed to, but either she was too nervous or it didn't work.
You had a thing that you did like that, and that released your ringer.
It's kind of hard if you had both hands in it to do that.
Well, I don't know. I might have had just one because I was pushing.
I was putting socks in it, I remember.
I got the cord out somehow. I mean, the loft.
My mother was outside hanging
up. My cousin had hers crushed before she could get it off.
I watched my dinner open when we pulled back and forth.
What was that, Alice?
I watched the machine we had. We pulled the handle back and forth.
Pulled it back and forth, uh-huh. What about your own homes, though? From the first ones, gas washers, to the automatic washers, and...
Well, I washed on the board mostly. That's what I did.
I think most of us did start. The washing machines were not as big an item.
How about your kitchens?
Well, we never took the washing machine in. We used the kitchen for that.
Oh, you used it inside. You used it outside first?
In the summertime.
There's one right on the basement.
But you had to carry the water out. Carry the water in.
Oh, gosh. It was an all-day job.
Yes, it was.
Sure it was. A lot of work.
But my husband used to fill the boiler at night and then get up early and turn it. Get the stove going.
That was my experience when I came down here with the gas stove or the kerosene stove. I used to get up early and turn the kerosene stove on and let it, by the time I got ready to wash, the water was hot. But the darn stove crept up on me. And while I was sleeping, I got up about 5 o'clock and turned it on because I usually got up about 7. But by the time I got up at 7, the house was full.
Oh.
I had soot all over everything. It was terrible.
Oh.
I'll never forget that as long as I live.
I think I used that till I got to Maple Terrace, and then they had to pay. They had to put quarter in so much to pay for your
wash it.
So yeah, that was it. I think I had that most of the time. But after I got up there, then they had to
I think I better go out and see if they're done. I'll be right back. Why don't you continue to talk about, you know, your homes? I'll be right straight back.
That was foolish, though, wasn't it? Hang clothes out and let them freeze and bring them in.
Yeah, but everybody did.
So cold. Yeah,
but your sheets, you let them be out and get them, freeze them. And
they're just as stiff as a board when you brown them in.
Yeah.
We had what they call those clothes racks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the smallest stuff we could kind of hang over that, you know.
That's what we had at our house, those clothes racks.
But
it's pretty good sized ones.
Yeah. Those you could put outdoors.
You can almost hang a whole wash on
them. My husband, and he thought I shouldn't be going out there and bringing in those frozen clothes. So he had three clothes racks. And I had a big, upstairs I had a big hall, and I put the three clothes racks up there. And that took care of all the clothes. And they dried up there.
They were handy.
I dried mine
a bit. What about your kitchens?
I had a big kitchen out on the farm.
A natural kitchen, if you should say.
It was 18 by 20.
Oh, that was a really big one.
Well, I only lived in two houses before we bought the one we got, and both of those had a big kitchen. A lot of cupboard space. But but both of them had the old pump on the sink. That's the way
I had to.
Out of the cistern.
That's what we had. Old pump on the sink with the water coming out of the cistern.
Yeah. And I remember my folks had a cistern too.
Yeah. Even my family was, as late as they built the house, I had a cistern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soaked water, rainwater.
That's all
right. Oh, yes. You had to have fresh rainwater for everything. What was the rain barrels at the corner of the house?
Yes, that's right.
Whether you had a cistern or not.
Well, then in the wintertime, sometimes a cistern would freeze up. My husband, he would go to town. We always hauled our milk. He'd bring back cream cans full of boiling water from the creamery. So then I didn't have to even, you know, boil any warm air. Heat any water, so that way I didn't have to heat water and heat just bring home.
Nobody thought that those were chores. It was just something that our daily life. We had to do about it.
Did you have the idea that you had it better than your mother's?
Oh yes.
Well,
yes.
I think some of it was about the same as I had at home.
Some of it was the same.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mine was better.
Yours was bad.
It was not the first few years, but after that it was much easier. Because we had sewers. We had water inside.
Oh, sure, indoor plumbing.
We didn't have a bathtub. We used to use the wash tub to take baths in.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the old wash tub. When I was a youngster, I can remember that. We didn't have a regular tub until the family built the home, and then they made it modern, but up to that time we always had the wash tub.
I can remember even after we were married we used a wash tub.
Well, yes, we did too, the family.
have to heat the water for that.
When you say washtub, how big was this washtub?
Oh, they were big.
Pretty big things. Fine.
You could get in there and sit down very comfortably.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, two or three. One floor, a little bigger.
So you had to get in there and...
You had to sit with your knees up.
I didn't think anything of it. But it was the way it was.
I never gave it a thought of anything else.
Never.
Always felt clean afterwards.
How about your hair? How often did you wash your hair in those days?
We did wash, but mine was once a week.
Yep, same as mine. Saturday was our wash. It was our bath and our hair.
That's when I lived with my grandmother, that's the way it was for a long time.
Yes, and Saturday night before we went to bed.
That's so Sunday you could go to church and be all fixed up.
Yeah, all nice and clean to go to church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything was always laid out for Sunday morning, whenever you had. Because I didn't have no sisters and brothers, but mother always got things all... Dad, her, myself.
Did you do that for your family?
No. I got things that were kind of ready, you know, but otherwise it was done at the last minute. But then by that time we had modern convenience, so still Saturday was bath night.
Yeah. Get everything ready for Sunday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, times have changed.
So even if you had modern conveniences, you didn't have any more time, really?
No. Well, you had so many things to do in between.
Well, as time went on, there were more outside activities that my parents didn't have.
Like what?
Old clubs, organizations, parties. I can remember their mother, they had what they called it, the Ladies' Aid, but it didn't belong to any association or church or anything, but they just gathered in an afternoon and gossiped and did their own mending or embroidering or something. Well, that was called the Ladies' Aid. That's about the only outside activities she had. Then they... there was a group of, there were four couples, and the ladies would play 500 and the men would play, is it snooze or something like that? They play, they'd bang on the tables, and Mom and the rest of them would play 500. Right?
How did your life change? From, you know, as far as when you had all the conveniences that made your life easier, did you volunteer or did you work? Some people did crossword puzzles and needlework. Did you have more time to do things that you really...
Crocheting.
Crocheting?
Well, there was always knitting.
How about you?
I did crochet.
I did crocheting and embroidering for books.
Even when we went to Ladies' Aid.
Took it along, just like Gladys said.
Yeah, that's the way we are, we too.
Everybody had something to do.
Idle hands.
I used to sew a lot of carpet rags to make rugs.
Oh, you made your own rugs?
No, I sewed them and then I gave them to my son's wife and then she had them made into rugs. Her kitchen was so big she had to have, you know, rugs in.
Yeah.
And I like to sew carpet rags, all the different colors.
Yeah. There was one lady in this group that Mama went, she made rugs, but she braided them.
My mother did that too.
Then she sewed them around. Oh, they were beautiful.
Yeah.
They were
my mother used to
sew rugs.
Yeah. And had them woven.
We had, I think some even after later, Mrs. Anthony or Mrs. Anthony used to weave rugs.
Mrs. Anthony wove?
Mrs. Anthony, I believe it was her name.
You sewed the carpet rags together?
Oh, yeah.
And then, just by hand with the needle?
No rags together, then you see the woven.
What kind of material did you use?
Oh, we had cotton mostly, but they could be wool. I got one from a sister-in-law that gave me with wool in. And hers was like, she said, braided. Pretty braided.
And they were heavy. There was a lot of heft in those rugs.
She made them, my sister. She made a lot of them, give us one. But some was cotton. She had, I think she gave a couple. And some she braided in the cotton, some was wool.
I can't remember, my mother sewed carpet rags, and she had a rug made, took it and had it down to the weavers, and they made a rug for the living room. I can remember that.
Now, did the weaver have a shop, or did they do it at home?
They had a shop.
Great big loom it must have been for that heavy stuff.
Because it was made in strips, you know, and then they were sewed together.
So oh, okay.
Oh, it was pretty.
Yeah. That would be hard on your hands to try to work, braid all that and hold all that heavy stuff, wouldn't it?
And of course, they would weave it like a rug, see.
I know my mother, when the rug got heavy, she had put it on a chair in front of her. Because it got too heavy, she couldn't hold it on her lap.
Well, so she put it would be too big, too.
Oh, yeah, she'd make pretty good size ones.
Of course, mother would make balls out of the seat, so the carpet rays. She kind of kept her colors together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd take the balls, old sack full.
Where did they all get the material for making these?
Oh, they were old clothes.
Yeah, the clothes given to clothes.
Gathered them.
And a dress wore out by
there. There was always a sack in the attic that everything went into, and the mama needed a piece of it, but everybody was digging in the sack.
And my son had three boys, so when their overhauls had, you know, got holes by then, I took them and cut them in strips. But they were too heavy to sew by hand, so I sewed them on the sewing machine. And then Julia, she had them made into rugs for her kitchen, as overhaul rugs. And they were good because they never would slip on the floor.
Oh, sure.
Some of them went into quilts.
Did you make your own quilts too then? Did she make her own quilts, your mother?
No, but they're different ones. I know the mother-in-law had, she had quilts.
How about you? Did you ever make any quilts?
Well, I used to help tie quilts.
Mm-hmm.
I never did much quilting, but
What did you use for filling? Did you use down? Feathers?
Feathers?
Mm-hmm. Or did you use wool?
Well, we had the chicken, pretty much. And I guess on the farm, they don't make very good pillows. We had pillows.
No, I mean quilts.
Oh, quilts?
Did you use cotton or batting?
They used to call it cotton batting.
Yeah, Mama made of the wool, because you could go over to St. Peter. They had a factory over there, and a wool mill, and you could pick up the cotton or the wool bats. I still got one all rolled up at home that Mama had. That she made. She and Grandma always made the wool quilts, and I got one bat still at home that she never got around to use. It's never been opened. Great big brown one box like that. So, if anybody wants a good wool quilt there, they always made. Then the material
nice
at that time was what they call chalet, the covering.
Okay.
Did they piece it, or was it just no what one piece?
No, it was
quilts. I used to get a blanket and a light blanket and put it on.
Oh yeah, those were the summer quilts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was called the summer quilts, but they.
How did you clean them? Did you wash them? Take the cover off.
No, just with a quilt or with a blanket in there, you could put them in the washing machine. With the bedding in, you couldn't.
The bedding, no, the bedding, you couldn't either.
So they never got cleaned, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have dry cleaners in town?
Yeah, we did, of course. Thank you.
How about now when you were having your own homes? Did you use the dry cleaners a lot or not?
Only
you
have it.
Blankets.
I said they didn't have any dry cleaners first. They didn't used to have, you know. They used to take. Some of them, we didn't. We threw them in the machine, but some of them took them all. They took it all to pieces and took the cotton out. They said,
it's like remaking it.
They did. I heard they did, some of them. And then they put it all back in them, you know. I wouldn't do that.
Where was the dry cleaners here? First dry cleaners that you remember?
Well, it's along there where the Powell House is, or any further down is a little wooden building.
Jensen had a dry cleaner.
And then Jensen's too. And this is
where
Peeburgers.
Was that?
That is where the bakery, Prices, but Rinalot's.
He was a tailor. He used to make clothes.
Jensen?
Mm-hmm.
He used to make men's suits.
Yeah, he was a tailor.
But he was a tailor, too, now. Make men's clothes.
Hmm. So you use that, cleaners. Then Winnemer's, is that where Winnemer's came?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Winnemer, one of them.
Well, I can't think of his name. He had his job. And he used to come here. I had to go. Letters he was in German. I had to take it over to him to have him tell me what it was when I worked.
Oh.
Up at the office that the German sent in and they couldn't reach. We had to take it over to this little fella. And he always said, well, it says on here, you see, I pray you. He always said that. I pray you. Yeah, always said that. I can't think of the name. I had a long name. I had a daughter, a couple of daughters. And she lived here when I was born.
My mother used to invite ladies down, and then she'd have a quilt on the frame, and then they'd tie the quilt. Then they'd have lunch. And then they'd probably go to another lady's house that's got a quilt to be tied, and that's the way they did that.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. We used to quilt them.
By hand? You did? Mm-hmm. That took a long time.
I was going to say, that's a job.
But they were pretty
beautiful.
I give it to my son and daughter-in-law. I had one that my husband's grandmother, Schaefer, so I think it's about, it must be at least 125 years old. Never been washed, never been used. You can even see the markings where she put
them. Oh, gosh.
So my daughter-in-law, old Tana, she wanted to know if she could wash it, put it away. I said, yes. That's one way they entertain in the afternoon, too.
Yes. Quilting parties were great things.
Yes, they had a lot of quilting parties down my way.
Right,
with the yarn that they had.
Quilts of
them.
Handmade
quilts. They tied them?
Oh, yes, the big
she had all the grandchildren when she got to me. And was too late. So
you didn't.
She made me another one with ties.
I can remember mother's
ties.
Oh, it looked like a tie.
The apple cake, you know, but they are, you know.
Yes. Those are pretty, too.
You know, in between the layers.
Yes,
and bake it, and put whipped cream on top.
Yes, we have that.
My grandmother made a quilt out of velvet and silk pieces. And they weren't just squares. There was maybe a piece here and then another little one over here. And it was all
crazy
feather stitched all around all those pieces.
Mm. How long did it take him to do that?
I don't know how long it took him.
It's been a long time.
But it was pretty. With silk pieces and velvet. And feather stitching. I was wishing I had learned how to feather stitch from my grandmother.
I used to be able to feather stitch. I did a lot of embroidery.
I like that work, you know. I should have.
I did everything in the embroidery work except one, and I never could master it. That was cross stitching. Mm. I never could master cross stitching. I don't know why. It never came out in the end.
Of course, I just thought you probably had people come home for lunch, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Several article in parties were.
I was saying, Mother used to invite ladies in, and she used to make what she called an apple cake. She would take applesauce, put layers between toast and the bread, and layers with jelly, and then bake it for an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
And then we'd cut it in slices, just like you do cake, and then serve whipped cream on top.
Well, that isn't an apple strudel, is it?
No.
With toast.
She had a particular pan that she baked this apple cake in. I would call it a cake. And then she'd have layers of bread for toasted on the bottom, and then a layer of apples. And then she should get to a pan was full.
Oh, boy.
And then the last layer was always crumbs. So then when she turned it upside down, she'd have crumbs on top and crumbs on the bottom. Then served with cream on it.
Where'd that recipe go?
Sounds good, doesn't it, Alice?
It was good.
My mother made it with a black molasses cake. And then she put currants and raisins in it. And so after I got married, I asked her how to make it, and she said, I couldn't tell you because I take a little of this and a little of that.
Did you ever try it?
My grandmother used to make a hickory nut cake with the sour cream nut frosting. Oh, was that good. I don't have the recipe for the cake, but I do put a frosting. That's the only thing. Oh, that was good.
Mm. That's what Mother said. She said, I take a little of this and that, and I can't tell you, she said, how to make it.
Talking about that, I'm going to get off onto another tangent again, talking about recipes with a this and a that. Mother has an old, or had when I got it now, it's a book, it's called Household Gems. Got a real fancy gold cover on it and everything. And that book, it's about that thing. But it starts out with everything you could possibly imagine, from raising cattle to fancy cooking.
Oh, household gems.
What's a beauty. But it has a recipe in there. And I can remember it. It's called there's no particular name to it. It's a cake. It's called a special cake. And it's got a jill of flour.
A jill?
A jill of flour.
How much is a jill?
Well, jill is supposed to be a cup and 3 tablespoons of flour.
How do you spell it?
Just a G-I-L-L.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
But that was it. It was a ton of a jill of flour. Egg the size, or butter the size of an egg. And let's see, there was salt, a teaspoon. It wasn't, the spoon was to be the size of a hickory nut. And that's the way it went. From the egg, the jill to the egg, and a hickory nut, the size of a hickory nut or something. And
what about the sugar?
Well, that all went in the jill. And the same with the flour. Oh, a teacup of butter, that was it. And a cup of flour.
A teacup?
A teacup.
I see, that would, now, would be just a small cup of butter like that, and a teacup.
It was a teacup of flour or butter.
Isn't that something?
Now, try to make a recipe out of that one.
Yeah.
That's the way that I can remember it had all those. There wasn't a measurement in it.
Not my mother didn't have recipes. She just made,
She just did it, huh?
I said they must have had a uniform size of cup that they called it a teacup.
Yeah.
Well, a teacup isn't as big as what we drink out of.
No.
It's about like this, about that high, teacup.
Well, I wouldn't have imagined they must have all been the same size.
Now they're so different that you wouldn't be able to do that. Well, when they came home for, of course, you were right across the street from the school, practically, weren't you?
Yes.
Down a block, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Just a half a block.
And you weren't far.
I just had to go, if I went up the alley, it was only about a block, but if I went way around, it was almost 2 blocks.
How about when you had children in school?
They went to country school.
Oh, okay. So then they stayed. They didn't come for lunch.
No, they had to take their dinner with them, lunch with them.
Of course, Corolla went to
Saint Bernard. And then the lunch would be frozen when they get to school, a piece of coal.
And of course, they had the lunch program, so she always stayed down there for lunch.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I walked home, and we were a mile from school.
I went to the country school years ago, but they didn't have, of course, then they didn't have cooking. You know, we had old dinner pails and our lunches we took. I think I told you about the little boys. They each had a big yellow can pail. Lass's pail.
Lass's pail was their lunch
one,
pail.
And the family, each one had their own dinner. They took it.
And it was cold.
Sometimes it wasn't so good, you know. Everything was all kind of. I never liked my things together.
Oh, you wanted them to be separate.
So they'd have to wrap them up kind of.
Did you eat it all?
Huh?
Did you eat it all?
Did I eat it? Well, no. I didn't. We kind of had to eat it sometime the other little things. We had it. I had a pint. Take a little pour.
Hi.
Can I bother you for just
sure.
A minute? I debated and stopped and I thought, oh, there's quite a few in here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Let's see. First, Rita, we didn't care for anything.
No.
No?
No, I don't either.
No. And Carrie.
Carrie.
Yeah, I don't.
Would you care for anything today?
I don't think I need anything.
You don't need anything? Oh.
I don't think I've got
anything. Anybody? Alice, do you want something?
No.
Nothing else?
Whatever you
want. Oh, you usually order a little something.
What did I order last week?
Now, just a minute, if I can find it. I got my lotion last week.
What did I order last?
But I did it. I don't think I did that. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of things I'd like to have, but I can't have it. I used to tell her to bring me about a dozen candy bars.
Of course she didn't.
I don't find your name from last time.
Before. Did you get that? Who did I usually order? Do you remember?
I said last time I went, you ordered a Hershey bar, a banana, and an orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
what you ordered then.
Yes. That's about my style.
My dad was...
So, would you like that today, Alice?
Sometimes he had a sense of humor.
A Hershey bar
and candy. Sometimes for dinner, my mother would bake a, you know, make a big dinner.
Hershey bar and
then the next day, maybe, you know, it wasn't big too much, and he'd look at it, he says, yesterday was a feast, today it's a famine.
Oh. Oh.
And then when he'd eat apple pie, he'd always put a piece of butter on each piece of the pie that he ate, you know, and my mother would say, Fred, you shouldn't do that. Well, it's good.
Did you get it?
Wait a minute. I think I might.
What would you say was the biggest change that you saw in Waseca from the time you were married till now?
I had one.
Well, coming of the gale, big one with me. I think that was, must have been when we were here about 5 years, I guess, when that came in.
It made your life easier.
Oh, my. That was a lot of a difference.
Yeah, I like
And then we got refrigeration too.
Mm-hmm. How about driving cars?
Well, we were married, I think, about 5 years before Jack got a car.
Did you drive too?
No, I never did.
You never did?
I never drove a car either.
Did you drive a car, Alice?
No, I want to sit in town a little.
Now, do you want the...
Well, how about when you were married? Did you drive a car?
Well, no.
You never drove a car either?
I either walked or a car.
They have kind of a horse and buggy, like a double car.
So you never, ever drove a car?
No. Oh, in later years,
Jack tried to teach me.
I have a story written about that, apparently.
The little ones? Or do you want the bigger
sheets? Hunky dory, do I hit a pig?
Oh, I'd love to hear that. Did you give that to us? You didn't give that story to us. Well, you better bring that.
My first car that my husband and I had was a Model T Ford.
That was Jack. It was a coupe, and it was up way up high on the wheels, and oh boy, you sat up.
We really thought we were something, when we had a car. Yeah. Oh, Lord. Then in the wintertime, they couldn't drive it because the radiator would freeze, so he put it up on blocks in the garage.
Well, he had to use his, so he kept it going.
And the little note dictionary.
Then it had side curtains.
Yes, well, no, this one didn't have side curtains. No, this one
yes,
had
a
But boy, I
side curtains on all the windows?
Yes.
What were they for?
Well, the person's windows, they were open.
Oh, they didn't have glass, windows.
No, they were made out of leather, your side curtains.
Yeah, leather.
But they have a little tiny bit of glass.
Nothing today.
Nothing
today, thank you.
Okay, well, then I'll see if it's good for you, Gladys.
No, I think I loaded up last week.
Oh, so nothing today.